and welcome to A Brand New Day with BTS, a podcast dedicated to bringing you a day-by-day history and song discussion of the South Korean music group internationally known as BTS. In today's episode, we talk about J-Hope's performance at the Gala in Paris, Lunar New Year letters, February 3rd in BTS history, and the song Pandora's Box by J-Hope from the album Jack in the Box. BTS activity from the last week. This news segment will cover Thursday, January 23rd to Friday, January 31st. It will just cover BTS activity. If you want chart news, I highly recommend Bangtan News on TikTok and YouTube. Picking up from where I had to leave off early Thursday last week, we'll start with J-Hope, who is the most active right now. J-Hope had a great show at the charity concert in Paris. For my French listeners, please note that I've avoided saying the name of the concert for 3 weeks because the only thing worse than my Korean pronunciation is my French pronunciation. And yes, that's an indictment of the Canadian education system where French is an official language. But I will attempt the name of the concert today. You can look up J-Hope's performance at La Gala de Pistron on YouTube on France TV's channel. At the concert, J-Hope performed On the Street, More, and Mic Drop, accompanied by an orchestra. Personally, I'm absolutely in love with the orchestral version of More. I really want him to record that officially so that I can add it to my playlist. After the concert ended, J-Hope did a Weverse Live from his hotel room at around 2 a.m. local time. He talked about how loud the crowd was, and it really was loud. I should mention that as well. European Army did an amazing job on the fan chants and singing along. My favorite part, and appears one of J-Hope's too, is how loud they were on the Miane Oma line in Mic Drop. After getting a quick nap in, Hobie then flew to Switzerland, where he visited the AP Watch Factory. Hobie posted a lot of photos from both the concert and his trip to AP on his Instagram. J-Hope also opened his own TikTok account, bringing the number of members with TikTok accounts up to 2, with J-Hope being the first one to purposefully reveal it. His first TikTok video is one of him dropping his phone on the table to reveal the time of 3:07, prompting speculation that there might be something happening on March 7th. Once J-Hope returned to Korea, he shared more reels, photos, and other people's posts from both the Louis Vuitton show and the concert, including a photo of him monitoring his performance using the YouTube video from France TV, while wishing all of us a happy Lunar New Year. They uploaded J-Hope's practice video for the charity gala on Friday. You can find that on Bangtan TV YouTube channel. It's great for hearing a cleaner audio of the excellent orchestration done by Pierre Bertrand and the Orchestra Lamoureux. Jin posted a Happy New Year letter on Weverse. In true Jin style, it was a bit late for the calendar new year. He posted some photos from his latest appearance on the show Handsome Guys 2. Jin's original soundtrack song, Close to You, for the drama When the Stars Gossip, was also released. It's a very pretty song, and another example of how great Jin's voice is for drama soundtracks. Run Jin Episode 19, Gymnastics Day, also aired. Bumgyu from Tomorrow by Together was the guest, and they both had a short lesson in gymnastics before a time challenge. Jin did remarkably well on the high bar, putting that amazing core strength to good use. Bumgyu does a lot of physical comedy in his own content, so this episode was a great one to have him appear on. They match personalities really well, as they both like to try to cheat or talk their way out of things. Jin was on time with his Lunar New Year letter to ARMY. He's been spending time with family, including his two little nephews. He also reports that he went into work every single day for 3 weeks, so we should entertain ourselves with Run Jin while we wait a little bit longer for whatever he's working on. I am excited. I hope it's another EP because Happy was amazing. Jungkook posted a video of his dog Bam on Bam's devoted Instagram account. Bam looked really cute in his winter jacket. V also wished everyone a happy Lunar New Year and a good holiday. He's working out and is excited that there's not that much time left now. He also left a few comments answering questions. He told a curious ARMY that he has reached his target weight since joining the military. RM posted a photo of soldiers shoveling the snow, and then had to clarify the next day that he got the photo off the news, and it's not a photo of himself. He wishes everyone, especially all the soldiers shoveling snow, a happy Lunar New Year. Jimin wrote a very lovely happy Lunar New Year letter on Weverse. He's doing well and his days are very routine. He and Jungkook are both looking forward to their discharge and talking more and more each night about what they want to do once they get out. He's a little nervous about it being so long since he performed, but he promises to do his best to meet ARMY in a good condition. And that wraps up the news from late Thursday, January 23rd to Friday, January 31st. I hope everyone has a good Lunar New Year. May the year of the snake bring you good fortune. This day in BTS history, February 3rd. February 3rd, 2013. It's pre-debut, and BTS are communicating primarily through Twitter. Jimin tweets to complain about the cold and posts a photo of sweet and sour pork. He also tweets a photo of himself and two other members, but only his own face is visible. It could possibly be when they were filming the music video for Graduation Song, which was a pre-debut SoundCloud song sung to Young, Wild, and Free by Wiz Khalifa. February 3rd, 2014. BTS are gearing up for the release of School Love Affair. J-Hope tweets about seeing the teaser after practice. Suga tweets a selfie and RM and V tweet selfies revealing their dyed hair. February 3rd, 2015. V is playing games and tweets a photo of his score, which is 391, and complains the game is too hard. RM tweets to recommend some music, and Suga tweets a selfie. February 3rd, 2016. BTS just returned to Korea from Japan yesterday. J-Hope tweets a selfie, and RM tweets photos of his outfits from the previous year. V also tweets a picture of his outfit. Back in these days, RM was very much into fashion and would frequently post photos of his outfits. February 3rd, 2017, we start to see RM's descent into the art world as he tweets photos of himself at a Van Gogh exhibit. Jimin tweets a selfie video. Jungkook tweet recommends I Love You So Bad, Stripped by Lainey. Jin tweets letters that he wrote to his castmates on Law of the Jungle, the final episode of which is airing that day. And RM tweets a mirror selfie in the practice room as they gear up for the Wings tour. February 3rd, 2018. We're still in the very quiet times of early 2018 on this date. This is when BTS were going through their rough time. It could also be quiet because this is around the time that RM had to have surgery for his deviated septum, which has been interfering with his ability to breathe correctly and was one of the main reasons he was known for his loud snoring. February 3rd, 2019. In 2019, we find ourselves on Lunar New Year. Jimin tweets a selfie of himself in the recording studio, and JK tweets one of the more iconic Happy Lunar New Year messages by posting a video of him enjoying a meal in silence, except for the chewing. Hobi also tweets selfies and wishes everyone a Happy Lunar New Year. February 3rd, 2020. BTS are in Los Angeles. This is possibly when they were filming the official music video for On. If I'm correct and they are filming On, then it's possibly day one of filming, which is Jin's scenes, Jungkook's running scenes, and J-Hope's scenes. It would also be when they filmed the 7-second interview they did as a promo for Map of the Soul 7. The activity that was visible to ARMY on this day would be their social media activity. Jin replies to tweets by Vi-hyun, telling him to come to the US to go fishing. Jin is also active on Weverse, responding to ARMY comments. Suga posts a selfie on Weverse from the 2020 winter package, then posts another funny selfie from the winter package because J-Hope told him to. Suga is also active talking to ARMY on Weverse. February 3rd, 2021. We're in the pandemic times, so it's harder to know what they're filming. Jimin tweets a short video of himself scooting down a snowy hill on his butt and falling over, and then additional selfies from their time filming the 2021 winter package. As part of the promotion for B, Big Hit posts a short video called Jungkook's Notes that has Jungkook singing the song Stay in a sleepy morning voice. February 3rd, 2022. Jimin is still in the hospital after coming down with COVID and having his appendix removed all on the same day, 3 days previous. He posts on Weverse apologizing for making people worry. Later that day, he replies to his own post, correcting a typo that he made. V posts a few selfie videos on Instagram. V also posts a clip of As Good As It Gets, which was part of the inspiration for his song Snowflower, if you'd like some song trivia mixed in with your history. RM posts a picture of seven snow ducks that he names DTS. RM also posts a photo of a statue by Antoni Gormley and recommends the song Dive Baby Dive by Glenn Check. JK posts an audio clip on Instagram of him covering Hate Everything by G-Soul. J-Hope posts a screen cap of him having FaceTime with his dog Mickey. He also comments on JK's cover with the crying and applause emojis. V posts a photo of a studio mic and a stool. February 3rd, 2023. RM posts a photo of a Murakami art exhibit and the beach in Busan that he visited with friend Jonun. V does press for Jinny's Kitchen. Jimin films something mysterious and then does a Weverse Live. He's been very busy preparing for his album release. This is for Face. He had wanted to do a live with Suga, but they couldn't get their schedules to match up. He also talks about the recent collaboration with Taeyang and how grateful he is. It's well known that he's a huge fan. He also talked about going to Paris for Fashion Week and how grateful he was that J-Hope went with him. He's been watching Suchita and enjoying all the senior artists that appear with advice. Jimin's been working hard without being low-spirited. After Jimin's live, Jungkook also does a live. Two lives, in fact. The first live, he's having a drink and waiting for his chicken to arrive. He explains to ARMY that he doesn't get in trouble for these impromptu casual lives that he does at home, but one of the members did tell him not to drink on live. But he's here again, drinking on live. Jimin comments to say that it was him who told him not to drink. Jungkook just laughs and invites him over, but Jimin is too busy. Bam is with Jungkook and starts chasing the laser lights from Jungkook's mood lamp. Jungkook leaves briefly, but returns after the chicken arrives. He sets the camera up so we can watch him eat chicken and watch Physical 100. This second live isn't archived on Weverse, perhaps due to most of the audio being Physical 100, but you can still find it on YouTube with fan translations. February 3rd, 2024. After the busyness of 2023, 2024 is very, very quiet. Everyone is enlisted, but with his phone time, RM shares a photo from Team RM's RPWP promotional Instagram. And that's this day in BTS history. Pretty eventful for winter. I hope everyone has a good February 3rd this year. Song discussion: Pandora's Box by J-Hope. Pandora's Box by J-Hope is the second track on J-Hope's album Jack in the Box, which was released in July 2022. Just a note that for this section, I consult three different translations: Dulcet Bangtan, Bangtansubs.com, and Colin, a translator who was previously on Twitter and whose translations I saved whenever he posted them. Ultimately, I decided I like Bangtan Subs' wording best, and so when I quote the lyrics in translation, that is whose work I am using. As usual, just a quick note that due to copyright, I can't play you this song, but I highly encourage you to listen to it either before or after you listen to this segment. This can serve as an introduction, and then you can play it on your favorite streaming service or look up the performance video on YouTube. The first of BTS's official solo albums and activities in what has been deemed Chapter 2, J-Hope released Jack in the Box ahead of his 2022 Lollapalooza headlining set. The announced break from group activity and a focus on solo work occurred just a month before the album was released. Initially misunderstood by Western media as a breakup, Chapter 2 was primarily needed to support BTS's need to fulfill their mandatory military enlistment. The break from group work allows the members to coordinate solo releases during each other's or their own enlistments, so there is still music being released when not all members are available to record, film, or promote, which is what would be needed for group work. It also gives them an opportunity to explore their own personal growth and music tastes, rather than needing to compromise on the sound with six other people. Jack in the Box was a bold start to solo activities, with J-Hope deciding to go for a darker image for the album. In his words, he wanted to explore the myth of Pandora's Box, which is part of the origin of his name. And we'll talk more about this when we get into the lyrics of the song in a minute. While Jack in the Box is J-Hope's first official album, it appears on most streaming platforms as his second album. This is because when BTS decided to release their solo work officially, they did so by retroactively releasing all previous original work originally released for free on SoundCloud as backdated digital albums and singles. Hope World, released in 2018, which at the time of release was called a mixtape, even though it's fully original, is now properly referred to as an album. As I talked about previously in my episode on Hagam, only RM's self-titled mixtape, released in 2015, resembled a true rapper's mixtape. Suga, J-Hope's, and RM's subsequent solo releases were all original productions and therefore better described as albums that they released for free on SoundCloud at the time. J-Hope sees his previous work, Hope World and Chicken Noodle Soup, as being inside the box, and Jack in the Box is like him bursting out of the box and exploring the greater world. If I return to a Jungian concept most armies are familiar with, thanks to the Map of the Soul series, with Jack in the Box, J-Hope wanted to explore the shadow of his name and career, the darkness on the other side of the light and cheerful personality that his name inspired. It makes sense to me, as even in the Map of the Soul series, when the group explored their shadow through songs such as Black Swan, J-Hope was still primarily in charge of exploring the ego, not the shadow. With his characteristic cheerfulness and confidence, it made sense thematically. But Hobi, or rather Jung Ho-suk, is still human and also has a shadow to explore. J-Hope started working on the album during the pandemic, back when BTS were also preparing the B album. Pandora's Box was produced by Ghost Loop and written by Ghost Loop, J-Hope, and Supreme Boy. Let's get into the song itself and the background information needed to understand it. We have to start with J-Hope's stage name. When they were discussing stage names pre-debut, Hobi wanted to include the H-O part of his given name, Ho-suk, and the J from his family name of Jung. It was Bang PD who suggested J-Hope. RM agreed that J-Hope sounded like a nice name, so they started giving meaning to it. This is where we get into the myth of Pandora's Box. Pandora is a figure in Greek mythology. She appears in a poem from the 700s BCE called Workin' Days. In her story, her curiosity led her to open a container left in the care of her husband, and in so doing, accidentally unleashes many of the evils that plague mankind that were, until then, kept safely inside the container. In the original story, the container was a jar, but in modern retellings, it has become a box. She tried to close the jar, but by then it was too late, and the only thing left in the jar was hope. Though in some interpretations, hope could be seen as a false hope, or hope is seen as possibly also a curse, or possibly could be translated as a term to mean expectation of evil, which sounds like anxiety to me. In other versions of the myth, the jar is given to and opened by someone only referred to as a foolish man. But the version of the myth that became most popular has the jar or box being given to Pandora herself as the first woman on Earth. The story remains the same after that. This is not dissimilar to the Christian creation story, and indeed, these interpretations and stories may have been influenced by each other, as the geographic regions from which they sprung were not overly large. In the Christian creation story, Eve, also the first woman on Earth, eats from the tree of knowledge because she has been tempted into curiosity, and in so doing, throws all of humanity out of paradise forever and causes everyone to suffer the pains and torments of mortal life. In both cases, the desire for knowledge leads to negative consequences. But in the Pandora myth, when hope is also unleashed from the box, there's some positives too. Humanity also gains the ability to overcome the evil in the world through the existence of hope. My first thought with these myths is that there must have been a lot of men in that region who wanted the women around them to stop asking questions. But if I remove these stories from the misogyny that they have been used to justify, we can see the story of Pandora as a parable that communicates that ignorance is bliss. That if you don't ask questions, if you aren't curious about the world around you, then you can remain ignorant of the many evils in the greater world, and thus avoid the negative emotions and sadness that comes with the knowledge of them. Or, to use a Korean saying, you can remain happily as a frog in a well, believing you know the world, when in reality, you are trapped inside a small container. In the version of the myth that J-Hope was familiar with, hope was the last thing that remained in Pandora's box, and that hope was seen as a blessing, not a curse. And so, it was decided that J-Hope would be the last remaining hope in BTS. And even back then, they floated the idea that when J-Hope did music in the future, he could shout out, "Jack in the Box," before he began to perform as his tag. Though, as we know, when J-Hope does use a tag before his verses in BTS songs, he tends to shout Hope World, the title of his first album. But still, that idea stayed in his mind for the 9 to 10 years that BTS were performing together. And so he decided to use Jack in the Box as a name and theme for the first official solo project that explores his identity. J-Hope wanted the song Pandora's Box to be about the origin of his name and to also act as his business card. J-Hope has mentioned music as a business card before, having talked similarly about the entirety of his Hope World mixtape serving as a business card. So what does this business card look like if it's Pandora's Box? In the first verse of the song, J-Hope outlines the Pandora's Box myth in the verse. In this case, that ray of light called Hope is projected onto an innocent young boy, and this frame was how he became the Hope of Bangtan. Basically, the J that once stood for Jung now becomes Jack in the Box. In this framing, J-Hope is someone's light and someone's smile. He can become the hope that allows people to hang on to life. It became his motto and vibe, and his resume. And he also references his first album, Hope World, and the dream of continuing to grow as an artist, questioning what his path is and what he has to say. He questions whether the picture he's painting inside the frame of J-Hope is the one and only picture. He has lived long enough to understand more of the world now, and the amount of darkness in it, the greed, jealousy, resentment, envy, revenge, and hatred that exist in it. All things that poured out of Pandora's box. Maybe there's no reason for it at all, but J-Hope posits that the lack of reason for suffering is why we need hope. J-Hope wants people to know that there's a little hero hidden in everyone, possibly where their hope is kept. The original framing of his name might be seen as a box, or the well in which the frog lives and believes the well is the whole world. And J-Hope could very well stay in that box and still serve as a cheerful, happy persona that brings hope without venturing out of his comfortable box. However, J-Hope plans to jump out of that well into the big world, even if he faces disaster. It's not so much that J-Hope is jumping out of the box because it's constraining, but rather because it's only when the box is opened, when J-Hope is able to see the bigger world, the bigger picture, to see just how much evil is in the world, that he's able to come back to his name and believe in the power of hope. I'm going to share my own thoughts on the chorus, which is a repetition of J to the hope, Jung to the hope, Pandora's hand, the only thing left hope, Jack in the box. I believe it's interesting to frame this chorus as centering around names. Over the years, J-Hope has been casually referred to as Hobie. I do it all the time in this podcast. It's the anglicized version of what is essentially the other members, staff, and other Koreans close to him calling him simply Hope and dropping the J. He becomes Hoba or Hobie depending on familiarity to him and grammar. But fundamentally, they're simply calling him Hope. I think that, too, lends itself to Jack becoming the figure of Hobie's shadow, the J that gets a little lost under the greater need for hope. Hope is set loose in a world that needs it, while Jack is left behind in the box as J-Hope's shadow. But fundamentally, I think the key lyrics in this song are at the end of the second verse. This box is a frog in the well. Out into the big world, jump. Even if I face disaster, I want to crash into it. Jack in the box, look at my title. After opening now, I start to believe it, my name. I don't think the name J-Hope is referring to is Jack, but rather Hope. J-Hope is unafraid of life, unafraid of the evil set loose by Pandora, because he believes in his own name. It's only in the context of experiencing the suffering and pain of the world outside the well that J-Hope is able to understand the importance of that name and the importance of the role he plays both in Bangtan and in the lives of ARMY. When we look at the only performance of Pandora's box that currently exists, the theme of moving from a small box or a container and exploring or being set free upon the world is reflected in J-Hope's performance choices. The performance is from J-Hope's Lollapalooza set in 2022. If you'd like to look it up, it's available on YouTube. He begins the song from the top of the box that he's only recently jumped out of at the beginning of the show. He remains confined in the box for most of the song as he explains the origin of his name and the framing of him as the figure of hope. Then, after the second verse, after he talks about the frog jumping out of the well and understanding his name once he crashes into the pain and truth of the wider world, he makes his way down to be on the main stage closer to the audience, or the world represented by the vastness of human experience contained within that audience. Basically, J-Hope starts in the box, but he chooses to go out into the world to better understand himself. The song also sounds amazing with the live band in this performance, and I'm hoping that, like Suga, he brings a live band with him on tour. Now it's time to go to the random song generator to discover what we're going to be talking about next week. And the winner is Chicken Noodle Soup by J-Hope. We are going to be sticking with the J-Hope theme as we get ready for his tour coming up. Exciting times. All right, if you have any thoughts about Chicken Noodle Soup, please get in touch. I'm looking forward to it. I love that video especially. It's so fun. And that brings us to the end of the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to discuss this episode, today's song, or have a say in what song gets selected for discussion in the future, you can find me over at Patreon at A Brand New Day Pod. You can also email me at abrandnewdaypod@gmail.com or find me on Blue Sky under A Brand New Day Pod. Thanks. Have a good rest of your day.